Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
You have to listen to today's episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Man, it was fun.
Episode Deuce Deuce.
Yep.
22. You can text the word podcast to 72341. That is the CVM text line, 72341. We'll send you the link. Please subscribe. And it's like, yeah, we've been doing this show. We're in season 18 now, episode 3. But this is a brand new show, only 22 episodes in. So we're having to grassroots it one more time. I don't know if you noticed the After Hours with the Rise Guys billboards around town.
That's just a sign in the window, Matt.
Well, drive down Garlington and squint. You'll see it.
Yeah, you will.
But we not that we rely on you to help us spread the word, but it's just like anything else.
And there's no other way to spread the word unless y'all help.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. Make it viral.
Yeah.
Viral, viral.
And if y'all don't tell anybody, nobody's going to know we're here.
Yeah, but...
It's a sign on the window.
Tomorrow morning, I want to time how long my laugh was because Nine told a story that my face hurt from laughing at it. It was so, so funny.
Oh, I need to start uploading that probably.
Oh, crap.
Ah, man, I want to hear it.
It was good.
I'm going to go next door and listen to it.
Go ahead.
Get it early.
I want to hear your review. And then, so... Somebody asked me on Twitter, was Tasioki my favorite pigskin punishment? It's my favorite in that it needs very little setup because we have a taser here,
yeah.
Purple in color. And it's fun because the person's trying to sing the song with Tasioki, but every once in a while they'll get a random tase and they'll react to it and try to get back on track and... But now, Nine brings up a good point, sadly. Quit making so many of them.
I can't help it,
Let
man.
Everybody else get one in. He's like, well, you can't get 6 feet close to me. Because we're literally in cubes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We could do one of those Drake parody videos.
Maybe for that purpose.
Hotline Bling.
And we're both wearing masks, then maybe it'd be all right.
Okay.
I mean, it's just in terms of what does the brass think of this?
Well, I don't know about the brass, but I can tell you what the Briggs thinks. They're on line two. P1 Briggs, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much, sir. It says here that you have a way that we can socially distance tase each other.
Yes.
Is this the one that's going to shoot out the hooks?
Well, it's basically you're gonna get shocked, but it's you guys remember the episode of Jackass where they put Wee Man on the stool that kept shocking him?
Oh yeah,
they had it on a stick.
Somebody get an electrician on the line.
Well, but what you can do is you can actually hook one of those electric fence modules, to a chair, to a steel chair, and make him sit in it. And then when he's ready to get the jolt, you know, you can always adjust the amp to how big of a jolt you want.
We'll make our own electric chair.
See, that's the thing. We'd have to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I've wired an electric fence before. There's a lot going on.
We could do this if somebody wants to spend $50 on the bit.
Yeah, there's money involved, yeah.
Do they make bark collars that big?
They do make wireless bark shock collars.
Yeah, well, those are unethical.
Plus, I wouldn't wear a dog collar for nobody.
That costs a lot of money, too.
Yes.
I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You can shock me, but I ain't wearing a dog collar.
Maybe you can rig something up for us. You see?
Yeah.
His name's Briggs.
I could possibly do that.
Yeah, not for us. We'd have to sanitize it. We can't see you.
And you'd have to send the item up to Pennsylvania, and they'd have to okay it and then send it back.
Most likely, yeah.
I appreciate the passion, though, Briggs. Thank you so much. Send my best to Stratton.
No problem.
All right.
No problem, guys.
All right, thank
part
you.
Of the problem we ran into with actually doing Pigskin Punishment is that a lot of these things cost us a decent amount of money.
Dude, back to the thing. Yeah. Someone asked me on Twitter, was Tasioki my favorite? No, it was easy to do. The payoff was there.
P1s love Tasioki.
One of my favorites is someone in the room's least favorite, I feel, and they were not even the person that was subjected to the punishment. And that was when Fat Boy came into work, that some of the great ones where you would come into work not knowing what the punishment was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I lost a lot in a row.
We told Fat Boy, do us a favor and take your shoes off. What? My tennis shoes? Yes, your dad Nikes. Take them off. And he took them off, and we sprayed them down with lighter fluid, and we burn them. Now, I still have those burned shoes. They're on my desk in the Nike box. It's great. Nice. Yeah, look, I still look at the little boomerang. Open and close, open and close. But Nine got more agitated about that than.
Well, yeah, because somebody had to stomp the fire out because we had a fire extinguisher we're not allowed to use. We didn't have any auxiliary means. We had a great idea to light something on fire, but not a single thought put into how to put it out. And I wound up ruining my shoes on that.
I know. And you said the Lord's name in vain a lot that day.
I did. I was quite hot about it. I do every day, but that day.
That day anger. A lot. You didn't even say I'm sorry to me.
I was hot.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I just got the shoes. I'd had them for a month, and here they are just ruined because how else are we supposed to put the fire out?
No one thought that far. It was like, oh, lighter fluid. Okay. And, like, the thing, the more you would stomp the shoes, it was burning, like, foam and plastic. It wouldn't stop burning.
I don't want that stuff bubbling up on my shoes.
Nine goes and gets the butt can, cigarette butt can, or whatever that thing's called. Looks like a big butt plug. And he grabbed it, and he goes to
punt.
Puts it out
again, the
that.
Only one doing anything about this problem.
I was running video.
Talking about the smoker's pole.
You can turn the video off and help.
Yeah, I didn't have any shoes.
So Nine actually lost shoes as well that day. That's why
I thought you guys were going to fight. Like, shoot fight.
All right, that problem
why would that have been my fault? It would have been yours. Your shoes are on fire.
Well, if it was your idea and you didn't think the whole thing through.
I'm going to stomp it out barefoot.
Listen.
Can't have half an idea. You got to have a whole idea.
I'm not Penn and Jillette walking across the
Well,
calls.
Look, there's a producer comes up with all the moving parts.
But he didn't know it was going to happen.
Well, that's beside the point. He should have known ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be able to figure it out.
I guess you know, shut up.
Getting in an argument at home that week because I was not single at that point. And oh, Lord of mercy, help you if you try to buy yourself a new pair of shoes that ain't burned all to hell.
I thought it added character to the shoes.
They were done, right?
I mean, they got burned up decently.
They got burned up. Okay. All right, didn't forget it. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not giving you that sarcastic thing, like, nah, just forget it. I'm fine. I'll be out here. But, like, it's fine. I mean, if nobody wants to do it, it's fine. Y'all don't ever want to go on video, except for Facebook fussing.
I don't mind going on video, as long as there's a reason to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to go on just, like, let's think of something and be on video for 10 minutes. Thinking something to do.
I have thoughts. I have ideas.
I don't mind doing.
I just don't know how to put fires out.
I don't mind doing Pigskin Punishment. I just don't want to, you know, like burn my shoes when I'm not being punished. And I don't want to destroy our cell phones and sunglasses and spend hundreds of dollars
now
on
that
it.
That sucked butts.
Right?
Dude. That really did.
I didn't smash my phone, remember?
I had to go. Fat Boy smashed. What was it?
His phone. He smashed his phone. And Matt smashed his Ray-Bans. My phone was in the bag, but I didn't smash it, thank God.
You broke Fatboy's guitar over my back.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a mohawk.
Yeah, man, you've taught me out of my own damn idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Days of the bit's done, man, at least for now.
All right. I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm not, but I am. I'm not.
I mean, I think we can do it for the Super Bowl. I'm willing to do Tazy Oakey. Tazy Oakey's, if we can get the okay to do it to be that close to each other for a few minutes, then I think it's fine to do. It's fun to do. It sucks to do it, but it's funny for people. You know what I mean? I understand the appeal in it, and I'm not opposed to doing it because it won't cost an arm and a leg.
But what if the taser goes through your blue jeans and then you have to buy a new pair?
I'll wear sweatpants.
Oh, man. It definitely go through that.
I mean, you'll feel it through that, but it's not a rip a hole in them, I don't think.
All right. I'm corresponding with someone who says that they can – it's not even a rigged up thing, that there's a way that we can make this something that you set on. Okay. I'm not telling to say my mustache. I'm saying like a gimmick thing where we can tase you from remote control.
You're saying Fat Boy's goatee?
What if I do the video and then you guys do it? Now I got to get back into the mode of researching the whole thing, both games, both offenses, weather conditions.
Don't.
I don't want to lose.
You gamble, though. I'm fed up.
Yeah, I research it.
He's willing to lose money, but not pride he doesn't even have.
Casually watch back tonight, it. Lay it on the Nets.
Quit hanging loose to me. I saw it again. Stop it. I hate it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, do you want me to call you or go surf?
Yeah, I don't mind the losing part because everybody, I mean, anytime anything happens, you have a winner and a loser. I just don't want to spend $50 a week on the bit.
Look at this text. I hope to God Matt loses this thing so we can all laugh at him for bitching about wanting to do this. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh. Who sent that? Block him.
I don't know.
Which do not answer sent that one? I don't want to do it, man.
Nothing would fire. I don't know how to put out fires. That's, you know why I can't be in management? I don't know how to put in a ticket.
Nobody does.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Let's do it. Jump on a Zoom call later and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, right? we'll kick it around.
Yeah, right. We can jump on a Zoom later.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, somebody does have a good idea here.
Yeah.
B1 Hacksaw, a good idea.
As long as so-and-so is okay with it and doesn't think we're... What if we say if we burn up Nine's butthole, we won't sue the company? Deal?
Do we get to pick how?
All right.
I mean, I'm looking for an excuse.
I know you are.
I didn't mean that. Don't go to HR.
All right, please don't. Let's spin it around into something positive, perhaps. Nine, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, you ever have that problem where you go to watch a movie and you think it looks good and then you realize this movie sucks?
The movie's called Crypto.
A lot of movies like that. A lot of movies like that.
Yeah.
I have some red flags to look for that will tell you if the movie's going to suck before you wind up in that position. We've all been there, and it does suck.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it's just the shots, the camera shots. They don't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out the telltale signs if you realize you're watching a bad movie.
Well, this is before you get invested in it, so you know it's going to suck before you start.
Okay. All right. We'll find out the answer to that and probably more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And come with the show with the daily podcast. Woo! Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
the planet.
When news breaks, Google Fingers finds it faster than you. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Nine.
Welcome back to the Plex, everyone.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm going to start with a story about movies. Everybody generally, for the most part, watches movies, enjoys movies, or at least claims to.
Right.
I have a question. There's a certain way of looking at television now, the viewing, that younger people can only watch TV shows in 15-minute intervals.
You not tell them that long enough, it becomes true.
Well, it's a weird that it's Tubi or one of them. All their shows are like the 15-minute thing, and they're kind of using like the YouTube, you know, foundation as that's the way it is. But how come that they're looking at TV shows like that, but then all movies now it seems are 2 to 3 hours long?
I don't know why it is that we think young people can only watch something for 10 minutes, but every big blockbuster movie is 3 hours long. I've wondered that myself.
Yeah.
I don't understand
it's
it.
It's odd.
I think because. You're less likely to be sitting in a movie theater with a phone in your hand, I guess. But if you're sitting at home watching TV, you're probably going to have a phone in your hand. You're going to get distracted. I caught myself doing it the other night. Just you know, looking at social medias and stuff way more, picking up the phone way more than I had any reason to or should have. Mm-hmm. I realized that I was just... Bored
with the movie?
I just wanted somebody to talk to. Oh. That's all that was. Like maybe somebody sent me a message and I won't just have to sit here not talking to anybody for 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's not true.
You can call me anytime you're watching a movie and you get bored.
I wasn't even watching a movie. I just had something on TV. Oh. This doesn't matter what was on TV. It's just one of those things where I kept picking up the phone. It's like, all right, this... It's not anything to do with the phone. It's just that I'm just kind of bored and by myself is all.
Yeah.
That's when you five-knuckle shuffle.
See, I'd already done that three times. That's 15 knuckles.
You're going to mess around and lose your security deposit.
Yeah, don't worry about that. It's gone. And long gone.
Oh. Yeah.
So, things to look for to tell you that a movie isn't going to be worth watching.
Right.
Some examples. The first few minutes include a scene where they over-explain the setup. The script probably sucks. It's stuff like that. If critics are calling it laugh-out-loud funny, it probably sucks.
Yeah, you could be that
also,
funny.
If you watch the trailer and you see the words huge, like the best movie I've ever seen, but then who said it is really tiny, and you pause it, and it's like...
That's not Peter Travers.
It's a YouTube channel, or it's a, you know...
Somebody who wants press.
Nobody like us. Yeah. Me, you.
Yeah.
Somebody's preacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it
like
starts with the Happy Madison logo, good chance it's going to suck.
Or if it's a recent movie with a big name person in it and you've never heard of it, like that Bruce Willis movie I told you I watched, he's only in it for 15 minutes.
He ain't made a good movie in 20 years.
Are you kidding me?
You don't remember?
19.
You don't remember which one it was?
You know, I don't know.
Whole 9 yards, whole 10 yards?
No. It was a recent.
He definitely hasn't done anything good in about a decade.
It was.
I'd have to go back and look. Well, I don't like agreeing with you blindly.
Okay, let's just call that as an analogy, as an example. But if it's someone who's a big name person and it's a movie, especially if it's an indie one, that tells me that your crutch is, well, it's an indie movie. But is it? Or you don't want people to judge it as hard as a Hollywood picture? You know, you're saying, well, it's indie. Don't be so hard on it.
It always means it was independently produced.
Be glad we're 6 feet apart right now.
Yeah,
I'd spit all over you. I can only spit 5 feet away.
Man, I'm looking to see the last like good Bruce Willis movie. I'm just curious. I'm scrolling down.
There's got to be one after Die Hard 3.
I'm looking up his IMDb.
It was like 95.
It was...
Maybe The Expendables 2 in 2012 was the last good one?
It wasn't a bad movie. It was just that... Calling him the star and putting him on the movie poster was.
Was this the movie where
Trauma Center?
Oh, I never heard of that one.
Mm-mm, never heard of it.
It's man, you know, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
You sure it was him?
Yeah, he's right there.
Okay.
2019. If Bruce Willis is in a movie in 2019, I should have been aware of that.
No.
I thought you were talking about Bonfire of the Vanities.
62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I got 7 of these. I ain't done the first one yet. We might not get to all of them, is all I'm saying. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying.
Yes, the hell you are.
No, I'm not. If it's a
I had pink paper right now, let me tell you what I'd do.
If it's a comedy and the trailer doesn't make you laugh at least once, don't bother. If you feel like the trailer told you the whole story, like everything about it, you're probably right. It probably did. If good reviews all came from one or two critics, it's probably a flop. There you go, Matt, man. I believe you just said that.
Your birth certificate says A-hole.
It does. It's my middle name. It's not really Alan. If the first few minutes include a casual conversation where they over-explain the backstory or the setup, it probably sucks. It usually does.
They don't have boobs?
If it's based on a true story that just happened in the last couple years, probably not going to be good. That is absolutely true because you rushed it.
I'll give you a good... Don't watch the... If you're watching... If you say, oh, this movie looks good, don't watch the trailer and then agree to watch it then because a trailer highlights certain things... And then when you watch it immediately, you remember the trailer and it spoils the movie.
I have a very keen eye for, and this is weird because I don't have much short-term memory, but if I see something in the trailer and then it ain't in the movie, I notice it and it makes me mad. It irks me. Like, why wasn't that in the movie? I'm still waiting for Borat to play damn golf.
Yeah, why we didn't see that? Why we didn't see it?
Because in the trailer, he plays golf and it's funny, but then you watch the movie, he never plays golf.
Nope.
I was waiting to hear Paper Planes by MIA and Pineapple Express.
You're still waiting.
It was only in the trailer.
Yeah.
That was a funny exchange with the golf instructor. They didn't show.
Well, get the director's C word. It's coming out soon. It is.
This one, yeah. I can think of several instances where this is not true. If there's unnecessary nudity in the first 10 minutes, you can probably turn it off. No, because how does that Before the Devil Knows We're Dead starts off with Philip Seymour Hoffman having sex with Marissa Tomei. That's the very first scene.
That's believable.
A great movie.
Yep.
And Halloween starts off with Judith Myers, topless. Great movie.
Yep.
Those are just two off the top of my head.
You got to have it. Yeah. You got to title it right. Well, you call the movie Effin' Boobs. I get it every time.
On Netflix, you know, I've started the Cobra Kai series. I love it. And they start off every episode with smoking and language. Watch out, smoking and language. And the one episode that we watched, there was no cuss words in it. And so everything, unless it's a silent film, has language in it. But what they do is they put that on there because certain people, like my mama, get offended by, like, pissed off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's bad language. The word. They put it on there just damn in case. See, I would have been just in case we're covering our ass. Every time I use an example, I cuss. To say, look, we told you there was language in this.
Err on the side of caution, I would too.
Yeah, well, that goes back to the pigskin punishments. Yeah.
Have you seen the other spinoff? There's one called Cobra Cuties you might like. Check that one out. They all fight in skimpy clothes.
Not interested.
Cobra Kai has reached that point where I'll never watch it now. Not have anything against it. I don't think it sucks
That's
or anything.
You.
I'll just never watch it now because I've heard too many people talk too much about how great it is. It can't possibly live up to that. So it'd be a waste of my time.
You know what? It kind of skews toward a teen audience too, like a real young one. Plus, it's not a bad show.
I didn't like Karate Kid that much. If I meet you and you tell me Karate Kid was your favorite movie growing up, I kind of feel bad for you. Like your childhood wasn't that great.
He will crane kick you right in the nuts.
Uh-uh.
It's like the teen
you
show.
You met me?
It's like the Teen Archie show. It kind of skews that way.
I was talking about Jimmy Crane.
Oh.
The Jimmy Crane kid.
Jimmy Crane kid.
Sing karaoke, I hit you with the microphone in the nuts.
Beautiful mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Boobs and Cobra Kai, you said? Is that what we're talking about?
No. Yes. Language and some smoking.
So do you want to know what's going to happen later today?
You're going to watch Cobra Kai and love it?
No, I don't have Netflix nor access to it. It's weird. I share my streaming services. Nobody's offered me a Netflix password.
Bull crap. I offered it to you.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Well,
because
I forgot that.
When you wanted my or you didn't, there was one. There was going to be a trade off for that.
No, I mean I wasn't saying you specifically. I was just saying nobody. But I appreciate you for offering. I don't want it though.
I get your Russian password.
I just wanted somebody. I don't want the password. I just want somebody to offer it.
Do you want just Cuties by itself, or do you want whole Netflix like all together?
I kind of would like Hulu just so I can watch King of the Hill.
Done.
He's got Hulu.
Oh, he does, yeah. Hell yeah.
Done.
Okay. Okay, well, will you set him up a profile or give him the password?
Yes, you have to set up the profile because otherwise the algorithm will pick up on that. The password's boobless.
You might wind up with a little CBS All Access in your future.
Can I share that with my mom?
You watch the Twilight Zone and The Stand.
Matthew, his password's GD backwards.
Star Trek.
I ain't putting it in. $5 here, $5 there.
Here's what will happen later today. And this is mainly about Twitter accounts because Twitter is politics now and politics is Twitter. That part is kind of scary. My God.
It's the biggest news source in the world that has no real kind of...
It's the modern American business plan of we're the biggest news source with no journalists. We deliver food. We don't own any cars or restaurants.
And if so-and-so
don't have a kitchen.
Says something, then we'll just ban them.
We're the taxi company. Don't own one vehicle.
You can't do anything to us. They did it, not us.
We rent you vacation homes. Don't own any property. That's the new business model is to sell things you don't own.
The lady at McDonald's that got the hot coffee poured into her nether regions.
Burned horribly.
She got a lot of money
mm-hmm.
from what company? McDonald's.
Yep.
Did she get it from the person that accidentally did that or brewed the coffee? Mm-mm.
No.
But why is it not that way with that? We'll just ban them. Sorry.
But just everybody wants to be able to in a position where they can make money without having any liability for any reason.
Twitter's the devil.
Adam
Matthew.
Well, this is about the peaceful transfer of Twitter power at Nueve. There are five accounts that have to be transferred at White House, at POTUS, at VP, at FLOTUS, and at PressSec. So once Biden is sworn in, the current accounts are transferred to the National Archives and Records Administration. And then those tweets will be archived for public access, so you can always see them forever. And once that happens, they're transferred to the Biden administration.
Do you get to see what any of those people, I won't use any examples, but any of those, do you get to see what the former passwords were?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Or the DMs?
It's got to be thumbprint, right?
No, I think if, you know, if a certain president kept his phone, I think it was just like regular password.
Oh, just the word password?
Well, like you wouldn't be like any kind of secure like
Oddly
Face ID.
Enough, mine's Gene Rayburn. That's my password. You get it?
Now, this will only be history's second Twitter handoff of presidential power because the first one was Obama to Trump because, you know, Twitter wasn't really a thing until Obama.
You're with this Twitter?
Now, there's going to be a new Twitter account. They have to create a new one for the government.
What is it? I really don't know.
At Second Gentleman. It's for Kamala Harris' husband, Doug Emhoff.
Doug.
Yeah. Now, why was there never a Second Lady account for all the vice president's wives? Well, both of them. Like, Jill Biden should have had Second Lady. But that wasn't a thing. But now that it's a Second Gentleman, he got to have a Twitter now for some damn reason.
Yeah, she might have her own, right?
This is a sexist second decision, gentleman. Isn't it?
So if...
Second, like you've never heard anybody talk about the Second Lady, but now that it's a dude, it's a big deal for some reason.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. I hate talking about politics, but this isn't really, this is more of just kind of a side thing. But if Hillary Clinton had won, would Bill Clinton be called still the president? Like, when hey, look, it's President Hillary Clinton, and would he be the second gentleman?
I'd be
because
first.
At that point?
He would be the first gentleman.
Or the first gentleman. Yeah. This is okay. He would be, well, what would they call him? Former president and current first gentleman?
Probably yeah, it's weird how they do that because usually if you're president, they always refer to you as president.
Yeah. Even after, though. Now they won't even say former.
Yeah.
It's like they're just.
You're still President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, or President Bill Clinton, or somehow President Jimmy Carter still living?
Second gentleman, that makes it more sound like a monarchy, like the Duchess and Duke of...
But they're paying you that $200,000 a year pension, so aren't you still president?
Like, yeah, I mean, you still maintain... You're not the current serving acting president, but you are a president. There's not many of them.
Paying for all your offices and whatnot.
Do you stay in public domain just through your presidency?
I think so.
I guarantee you don't now.
I want to say, too, that what I think they would do, and again, I can't say this because I'm not certain, so no certainty, but I think how it would go is they would say, first gentleman, President Bill Clinton.
I like the sound of that. That means I go to gentlemen clubs again.
That's the one that makes the most sense in my brain is first gentleman, President Bill Clinton.
Gentlemen.
Yeah. Gonna do some birthdays.
Celebrity style.
Got a few to run through, starting with... Somebody who wants to be president one day, somebody who was governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley.
I will say.
Almost played Albie.
48.
50?
49.
Whoa, 49.
Right down the middle. Bill Alfonso.
All right, fat boy playing spoiler. Edwin McCain.
Oh, Ed.
Greenville native. Tells a bunch of different stories.
You didn't want to, you seemed apprehensive.
He's smart.
Yeah. I enjoy him because he always tells a bunch of different stories about how he came to write this one song.
Oh.
He has a bunch of different stories he's told over the years about it. Not a big fan or anything. I think a lot of people around here make him out to be a much bigger deal than he is, but he ain't the only one at this point.
Yeah,
is he Greenville's biggest musical export to the world?
Marcus King's coming up, but again, people around here... Marcus King's tremendously talented. This is not a slight on him whatsoever, nor is it a slight on Edwin for that matter. People around here make it seem like he's a bigger deal than he is. Now, he's tremendously talented, tremendous talent.
You ever heard of Peabo Bryson? Hello? Work with Kenny G and others?
No.
Don't know him.
I have no idea. So that was for, I'm going to say 50.
54?
He's 51.
Edwin?
He's Jeremy Clements today.
How about Rainn Wilson from The Office?
The Office.
The Office.
And really not much else. He's just Dwight. I mean, he's been in other stuff, but he didn't really care.
Three Kings was an amazing movie.
Nobody even knew that was him in House of a Thousand Corpses until years later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was in that big-ass shark movie. Jason Statham. He got a big shark.
The one about Jerry Tarkanian?
Man, they ain't made a good shark movie since Deep Blue Sea.
I forgot the name of it. It came out a couple years ago.
Family show. I will say that Dwight freaking Schrute beat Farmer Extraordinary is 52.
Four?
55. Y'all are hitting on him today. How about Ron Harper?
Ah.
From then BA.
Doubles.
The Last Dance made Michael Jordan even more money. It got Scottie Pippen up to the echelon that people needed to see him, but it
then
also
he got cornrows to bust himself back down.
Well, but it also made people appreciate your Tony Kukoc, your Luke Longley. He's a porn star now. Ron Harper, all these guys combined to make the Bulls.
That thing we talked about watching the Jordan cameo. Walking in like a boss.
Yeah, see, that's a good point, because if Jordan and Pippen had gone out there to play 5-on-2 ball, they'd have got whooped.
Yeah, triangle offense, man. Gotta work it. Three people gotta touch it.
Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
I will say.
Ori.
58?
I'll be 57.
He is 57, man! One right! He must have a Ron Harper card in his pocket.
Steve Kerr got a coach and got him into the Hall of Fame.
How about a man with 20 top 10 country songs and a famous brother?
It's David Ball's birthday?
J-double-M!
Oh, Montgomery Gentry.
John!
That's the part I was trying to figure out.
John Michael Montgomery. It's Eddie's brother.
You know, I come to find out that Midnight in Montgomery had nothing to do with John Michael Montgomery.
See, I thought it was about him and a former WCW star. They had the lady named Midnight who was there in the late 2000. Yeah.
I thought he was just driving. He's like, let's write a song about it being dark.
She hung out with Booker T, and man, she'd whoop the three of us at once.
Yeah.
In a fight.
I'll say that he is, 57?
60.
He's only 56. I got two of them out of order there.
An 8 to 9. He's a 10, I know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
That's my son.
Is he in with shorts on?
Paul Stanley, the star child.
Oh, man.
From Kiss.
Kiss.
I think that's why I spent a lot of my life not wanting to like Kiss at all, is because when I grew up, Kiss. Oh, I love Kiss. And that'll make you not like something. Kiss.
What if you're... Like, I want to hear, like, some
kids,
late
Kiss.
20s, early 30s hot chicks say it.
Them kids listen to Kiss.
Kiss.
You didn't like Michael Jackson either.
Do you guys listen to Kiss?
Kiss. No, I don't like Kiss. I like Kiss.
I like Kiss. Did you say you had kids?
Kiss.
No.
Or what kind of shoes you got? Start with a K.
He's got SIDS.
Mm-hmm.
SIDS.
I will say.
Kids.
Paul Stanley is, 74.
I'm going to say 250.
He's 69 today. I was giving you the tongue and two
Lick
fingers
it
so you figure it out.
Ah.
And finally.
Heaven's on fire.
Edwin Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, man.
Oh. Crotchety old man.
Buzz.
You talk about turning down interviews. We turned that one down, but I feel very glad we did, because he would only talk about Dancing with the Stars, would not talk about going into space, going to the moon, none of that stuff.
Well, it's because he's been to the moon.
Yeah.
But he still has to listen to a bunch of crackpots who never left New Jersey tell him he hasn't been there.
Yes.
See?
Hey.
Or Greenville County.
That's right. Stanley Kubrick in the house. Yeah. I'll say that, honest to God, I thought he was dead. So I'm going to say 90.
94.
91.
I thought he was dead, too. One of them died.
A bunch of astronauts have died.
Yeah.
Might
Challenger.
Have been
Challenger.
You know his nickname is Dr. Rendezvous?
I don't like him.
Oh. Is he related to Rondé Barber?
No.
Thank you.
He's just stayed in space.
I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
We have a break we're going to take. We'll come back. We'll tell you all about tomorrow's show. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you if you called in and tweeted and Snapchatted and Facebooked and all that. Thank you. Thank you more. We appreciate it. If you just listen regular-wise, we appreciate that, too.
Hell yeah, we do.
We'd really, really, really love you, though, if you check out episode 22 of After Hours with the Rise Guys, which is
we'll
up.
We'll be going live in a minute.
What did you decide with the title?
Short Handle Shovel.
Short Handle Shovel really sets it off. You will hear me do the largest and longest belly laugh I've done since the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the 90s, the 90s.
90s.
Hey, man, that's 90s.
I'm currently checking to make sure it's gone. It's on the way now.
If you would like the party to continue, you got another hour's worth of us. You can text podcast to 72341. That'll be two links coming your way. One to After Hours with the Rise Guys, and then also this show right here. Tomorrow's Thursday, which means an all-new Facebook Fussin'. We'll have that going for you tomorrow as well. Thanks so much for listening. Paige, go to Rocky at Work next. And then Fat Boy.
Throwing touchdowns.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We will go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Yada, yada, yada. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next. A 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.